And state police do it?
I'm pretty sure they've got a few hunters.
Well, and that they, one of them used to hunt down there until we told them they can't hunt on county property. But you know, but they were also baiting the deer too. So you know, like I said, the deer are comfortable living there. You know, and it's not just go out one time and shoot the deer. You know, we also have to address and we are, you know, how are they getting in, you know, and you know, how comfortable are they once they get in. So
whatever deer is on here, if you seal all the ways, each one you take out is one less possibility of being hit. So if you got 25-30 deer left on here, yeah, it's not going to be a big deal getting rid of them if they, others can't come in.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing, keeping the others from getting in.
Yeah, and I don't think we can be 100% sealing up the fence like that.
Right.
You know, plus, I mean, the deer will jump over the 8-foot fence if they really want to.
I was wondering.
They'll do that.
But the
deer we got out here aren't real smart. Sussex County deer. I mean, we had the gate open. We herded them out, and they would run right by the opening in the fence. In fact, they would crash into the open gate and then go around it instead of going. But I mean, like I said, we eventually got about 25 deer to go out through the gate, and then you know, a few weeks later, you know, somebody said, yeah, I just saw 25 deer standing at the end of the runway. So, you know, I'm sure they're probably a lot of the same deer we chased out. You know, they were getting back in. Because, like I said, they feel safe, they feel comfortable, they've got food, water, you know, everything that they need out there.
It's been 18 months since the report, and the action that's been taken is to chase them out once.
I mean, we got a problem, because if I was in the takeoff role and those seven deer come across, and they don't come in as all one group, and they don't all stop and look and say, okay, let's go across the runway. They come in, yeah, in a line. Mm-hmm. And I'd have been in a spot that I couldn't stop, and, you know, I'd have been at their mercy to try to get out of the way.
So mm-hmm. Is the fee exorbitant for them to take care of it, or is we just not, I mean, is the
cost? It's like $1,000 for, you know, a one-day hunt.
$1,000 to get rid of the problem?
Well, it's $10,000 for a wildlife management program, and it's $10,000 because I told them that's how much money I got in the budget. What can you do for us for $10,000?
And they said, we come,
you know, and you know, $1,000 of that is, you know, with a day's worth of deer harvesting, you know, then so much for training, so much for habitat management, you know, the bird problems, et cetera, and that all adds up to 10 because that's, you know, what I asked him what he could do for $10,000. You know, if we're just going to use them for harvesting deer, then it's about $1,000, you know, depending on, you know, whether they send out a GS-9 or a GS-11 or whatever. So it's, like I said, I mean, I recommend.
Just for the deer. I wasn't aware of that. I thought it was $12,000.
Yeah, it's $10,000, and it's kind of whatever they do up to that limit.
But that's one day. That's one day, right?
One day is like $1,000. You know, it's, you know, several hours of GS-9 or GS-11 time plus the deer processing. You know, they quoted us a price for processing because mm-hmm. they didn't know, you know, whether right. they're going to have to do that or not. You know, and a vehicle fee and some other things. But it's about $1,000 to come out here and do the deer. You know, but it's just like when we chase the deer out. You know, go out there and shoot a bunch of deer. You know, they're the ones that are left and their buddies are going to come back in, and we're going to have that problem again. So we're looking at things like, you know, the gaps in the fence and the, you know, the habitat management part of, you know, that whole cycle. So
will the USDA people come in and do that, even knowing that there's a gap in the fence? They took all that into.
Yes. I mean, and like I said, when they were here for their one-day visit, they went around the fence and they marked places where they saw where the deer were getting in, and we've gone out there with, you know, the rebars and stuff and closed up those gaps under the fence so they don't get in there anymore. But there's other places where they do get in, and we haven't found all those places yet. But
I mean, would this group do it? Make a suggestion to council to do this? I mean, what do we do from here except?